Iceland City.
The news at noon is sponsored by Arthur's in Spring Green, the finest in casual dining since 1966. Specializing in steaks and seafood, and by Greeley Signs and Graphics. Whether you're just starting a business or wanting to replace and improve your existing signage, Greeley Signs and Graphics is ready to help. We're at 33 degrees at 12 o'clock.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. At Dover Air Force Base, President Biden and the First Lady have arrived to attend the dignified transfer for three Army reservists killed by a drone strike in Jordan. ABC's Martha Raddatz is in Amman, Jordan, and says the U.S. is blaming an Iranian-backed militant group.
This as the U.S. now finalizes its plan for its multi-day, multi-target assault in retaliation for the deadly drone attack in Jordan that took the lives of those soldiers and left at least 47 other service members wounded.
Earlier, the president touted last month's jobs report, 353,000 jobs added last month, nearly double what analysts projected. Federal law enforcement confirming to ABC News that pro wrestling tycoon Vince McMahon is under investigation. He resigned from the board of the WWE after an employee filed a lawsuit accusing McMahon of physical violence. And a series of storms hammering the West Coast, California getting a brief break before another storm moves in. This is ABC News. Connecticut will be the first in the nation to wipe out medical debt for thousands of residents. Governor Ned Lamont speaking exclusively with ABC's Stephanie Ramos.
The state anticipating 250,000 residents will see their medical debt cleared. Lamont announcing he's leveraging a $6.5 million fund from the American Rescue Plan Act of 2021 to cancel $1 billion in medical debt by working with a nonprofit organization that buys and eliminates debt at a fraction of the cost.
And in Punxsutawney, Pennsylvania this morning, a large crowd celebrating a rodent held high above Gobbler's Knob. Phil the Groundhog, though, did not see his shadow.
Glad tidings on this Groundhog Day! An early spring is on the way!
Other groundhogs, including French Creek Freddy and Staten Island Chuck, agree with Phil. I'm Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
Dive into the heart of Wisconsin flavor at Arthur's Supper Club in Spring Green. Fridays are all about the classic Wisconsin fish fry with the added bonus of live bands. But that's not all. On the first Saturdays of the month, savor an amazing all-you-can-eat prime rib buffet that's sure to satisfy your cravings. And here's something special. They're now serving certified black Angus beef for the ultimate dining experience. Save the date for the fourth Wednesday of the month for the Lobster Feast. Arthur's Supper Club, where every meal is a celebration. Bring your appetite and your friends to Arthur's Supper Club in Spring Green. Good food, good times, and great memories await.
Would you like 50 years of experience behind your next sign? If that's the case, you need to call Greeley Signs and Graphics right here in Richland Center, the easy-to-find and easy-to-get sign trophy and awards company. They also supply and install vinyl lettering and graphics along with sandblasted and custom-routed signs. Full-colored electronic message centers are their specialty. Give them a call at 647-2628 or visit 1209 U.S. Highway 14 East across from Allen Bradley in the former Philback building. Also look them up on the web at signface.com.
Welcome to the News at Noon on WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center. The News at Noon brings you a look at local and area news, the vital statistics, the latest weather, and today's farm news and markets. This edition of the News at Noon is sponsored by Advanced Pump and Well Solutions, ET Foods, Richland Family Prescription Center, Kendall Lube Express, Center Pharmacy, Turbos, the People's Community Bank, Bob's Auto Body Collision Specialists, Muscadet Mini Mart, Kickapoo Creekside, Arneson Service and Repair, Southwest Technical College, The Homesteader Store, and Gander's Cleaning Services. Now stay tuned for today's News at Noon.
Good afternoon. It is a cloudy 33 degrees in Richland Center at 12:05. Our forecast calls for mostly cloudy skies, then breaks of sun developing and cooler with highs in the upper 30s. Tonight, partly cloudy, a low of 25, and tomorrow, partly cloudy and a bit warmer with a high of 44. Currently in Richland Center, we have light southerly winds, and after a low of 29, it's 32 degrees.
Dairy Hardware in Spring Green has everything you need for basic home repair, large remodeling projects, sporting goods, and small home appliances. Browse their large selection of everyday tools on hand. Dairy Hardware cuts keys, threads pipe, repairs windows, rents rug shampooers, does free paint color matching, and more. Stop in now and take advantage of sales on home helper items. Dairy Hardware, proud to be serving the Spring Green area with hometown values.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
This is Lynette from the Prescription Center. We want to thank all of our longtime friends who have put their trust in us to manage their family's health. We want to thank our increasing number of new friends who have learned just how special we treat our friends. We do realize you can go anywhere or use mail order. We want you to choose us every day. We know copays are the same for any pharmacy in town. However, we feel we provide a superior value for your dollars. If you find our prices higher, we will match prices for all medications. We check to see if any of your prescriptions have dollar off coupons from the manufacturer. These coupons actually put money back in your pocket. If your current pharmacy does not do this, give us a call. We know your time is valuable. When you call ahead, your prescriptions are ready when you stop. I guarantee you will never wait in our drive-thru. Okay, we do not have a drive-thru. The Family Prescription Center, where you and your family always come first.
Are you ready for some place that's a little different from the usual, where you can enjoy casual fine dining and really relax? Then try Summit Ridge Supper Club, Highway 58, between Laval and Mauston. Featuring a beautiful country surrounding, a cozy fireplace, and the warmest hospitality. Tonight's special at Summit Ridge is hand-cut prime rib with twice-baked potatoes and an amazing salad bar. And don't miss the broasted chicken and dumpling special Wednesdays. Make it a dinner to remember at Summit Ridge Supper Club, Highway 58 between Laval and Mauston.
Changing oil is important for any vehicle. It doesn't have to be labor-intensive and time-consuming. Kendall Lube Express, Highway 14 Richland Center is the handy stop for quality oil changes and more. Kendall brand gives you all the Mobile One products, open 8 to 5 Monday through Friday, and no appointment needed. Professional friendly stay in your car service. Take care of your vehicle with regular oil changes at Kendall Lube Express, Highway 14 East, Richland Center. Quick and easy service to keep your car running at top performance.
Cost is often a major consideration when evaluating college prospects. And with tuition rates continuing to rise, not to mention all the other expenses related to attendance, many would-be students are easily priced out of a university education. Southwest Tech offers the perfect solution. Tuition is about 45% less than in-state tuition at a four-year university. Tour Southwest Tech and see everything that it has to offer. With more than 60 programs to choose from at Southwest Tech, this is where you belong.
Good afternoon. It's 33 degrees in Richland Center at 1209. For WRCO News, I'm Joanne Krulatz. A package of $2 billion worth of proposed tax cuts are making their way through the Wisconsin legislature. Republican Representative David Steffen told a committee hearing yesterday, there's no time like now.
Providing additional benefit at a time of incredible bounty here in the state of Wisconsin, in addition to our surplus, over $1.7 billion in a rainy day fund. My goodness, these are opportunities for us to do this.
Democratic Senator Kel DeRoy says the bills benefit too many people who already have plenty.
It troubles me that at a time when we are losing young families and we're losing our best and brightest and we've got brain drain, that we're not targeting that problem. We're instead focusing on folks who, you know, many of whom don't actually need the help.
Among other things, the bills would make retirement income tax-free and expand the state's second lowest tax bracket. Governor Evers vetoed similar tax cut proposals twice last year. Consultants hired by the Wisconsin Supreme Court to examine six proposed maps redrawing state legislative districts say the ones submitted by the Republican legislature and a conservative law firm are partisan gerrymanders. They stop short Thursday of declaring the other four constitutional. They said only the court can determine whether any of those four plans from Democratic Governor Tony Evers, Democratic lawmakers, and others are unconstitutional. The consultants declined to draw their own maps, but said they could if the court instructed them to. It is up to the Wisconsin Supreme Court to select the maps that are expected to greatly weaken Republican majorities. The Wisconsin Supreme Court has ordered the State Elections Commission not to transmit the presidential primary ballot to county clerks as it ponders an attempt by Democratic U.S. Representative Dean Phillips to get added as a candidate. The order Thursday comes 6 days after Phillips asked the court to intervene and have his name added to the ballot in the battleground state. State Democratic leaders on a presidential selection committee did not include it. The only Democrat currently on the April 2nd ballot is President Joe Biden. The Supreme Court's one-sentence order directs the Wisconsin Elections Commission not to transmit the ballot until further notice. The Department of Education is investigating UW for alleged Title VI violations. The University of Wisconsin is agreeing to cooperate with a Title VI lawsuit being filed against it. According to a statement from the university, the complaint was not filed by a member of the UW community, but by an outside organization that has filed complaints against several other higher education institutions. The lawsuit claims the university failed to respond to discrimination faced by Jewish students on campus. In a statement, UW said it condemns anti-Semitism and will work with the Department of Education on the case. Attorney General Josh Call says Wisconsin will receive $6 million from a $350 million settlement with a firm that helped to market opioids. As part of the settlement, Publicis Health, a global health marketing company, has agreed to recognize the harm its conduct caused, although a Department of Justice statement doesn't specify how the company will do that. The agreement also gives communities hit hardest by the opioid crisis more financial support, and Publicis will have to disclose on a public website thousands of internal documents detailing its work for opioid companies like Purdue Pharma. Attorney General Josh Call has joined a multi-state coalition of 24 attorneys general to protect access to medication abortion nationwide. The coalition filed an amicus brief in the U.S. Supreme Court supporting the U.S. Food and Drug Administration's and Danco Laboratories LLC's efforts to reverse a ruling by the U.S. Court of Appeals for the Fifth Circuit that reinstated certain restrictions on the medication known as mifepristone after the FDA had determined those restrictions were medically unnecessary. Because mifepristone, when used in combination with misoprostol, is the only medication approved by the FDA for abortion care, Attorney General Call and the coalition argue that the Fifth Circuit's ruling would, if allowed to take effect, reinstate medically unnecessary restrictions on mifepristone. Attorney General Call and the Coalition of Attorneys General are urging the U.S. Supreme Court to reverse the Fifth Circuit's decision to restrict how mifepristone can be prescribed and dispensed. Joining Attorney General Call are the Attorneys General of Arizona, California, Colorado, Connecticut, Delaware, Hawaii, Illinois, Maine, Maryland, Massachusetts, Michigan, Minnesota, Nevada, New Jersey, New Mexico, New York, North Carolina, Oregon, Pennsylvania, Rhode Island, Vermont, Washington, and the District of Columbia. Communities that are lacking in trees or healthy trees could get a boost from the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources. The DNR announced it will award $4 million to communities through a competitive Urban Forestry Inflation Reduction Act grants program. Disadvantaged areas have been identified by the DNR throughout the state. Potential projects can directly conserve, protect, expand, or improve urban forests. Eligible applicants include local governments, tribal governments, and 501c3 nonprofits. It's 33 cloudy degrees in Richland Center at 12:15. A community forum will be held in Richland Center Monday. That's next on WRCO's News at Noon.
The Muscadet Mini Mart and Hunch Brothers Pizza team up to bring you the best option for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Making fresh pizza from cheesy breakfast pizza to the lunchtime hunk of pizza. And get a delicious 12-inch pizza and wings you can take home for dinner. All this comes with quality service and you are treated like family. Get all this at Muscadet Mini Mart, along with top quality fuel. You can call in your order and have it ready for pickup. 739-3733, the Muscadet Mini Mart.
A clean home is a healthy home. Experience the ultimate cleanliness for your floors and furniture with Gander's Cleaning Service. Just call 608-647-4349 and let Gander's Cleaning Service do the dirty work for you. Their certified carpet cleaning technicians will deliver top-notch steam cleaning and protection for your carpets, tile, and upholstery. Rejuvenate your living space and make your home a healthy one with the help of the professionals at Gander's Cleaning Service. Call 608-647-4349 today and schedule your appointment. Turbo's Bar and Grill in Hub City is more than a great place to eat. It's a place to have a memorable time with family and friends while being treated to great service and delicious food. Experience the ever-popular hash burger, savor the amazing Friday night fish fry, and mouth-watering Saturday prime rib. The great thing about Turbo's is after your first visit, you'll have a new favorite for food, friends, and fun. Turbo's in Hub City.
Arneson Service and Repair is your full-service repair shop in rural Hill Point. With all the current diagnostic equipment and ASC-certified technicians, they provide top-notch service on your cars, trucks, and farm equipment, including hydraulic hose repair, welding, metal fabricating, ag and auto tire sales, and light and heavy-duty towing. They'll even tow your vehicle or large truck to a repair shop of your choice. Call Arneson Service and Repair today at 986-4300.
It's 33 degrees in Richland Center. WRCO News Time is 12:17. Richland County residents are invited to attend a community forum Monday at the Phoenix Center in Richland Center. Two sessions will be held at 11 and 6 to accommodate everyone. The forum is sponsored by the Simons Recreation Complex Foundation and will be moderated by Ron Fruit. Dean Amundson is a member of the collaboration group.
What we're going to discuss at the forum is the formation and the goals of the collaboration group, how Simons and the campus gymnasium may work into that, and also the Richland School District referendums and how they may also work into the long-term future of Simons and the campus gym.
The collaboration group is made up of a variety of community members.
It's a group that's just gotten together that involves, you know, most of the public governmental units. You know, the mayor is involved, the economic development county board chair is there, the county administrator, the county and city attorney, the school board president, and Steve Board, the administrator. And then we have a few community members, Joel Raywald, myself, and Al Lenz. And, you know, sometimes we have more people there, sometimes less. It's kind of a little bit fluid because, you know, we really don't have any power. We don't have any money. We just talk to try to figure out solutions to things. If anything is kind of going to be done, it still has to go back to their respective groups to pass the resolutions or whatever needs to be done there.
Al Lenz is a member of the Simons Recreation Complex Foundation.
The Simons Recreation Complex Foundation Board has gotten a lot more involved with trying to help out Simons. And, you know, we've had more meetings. We're taking a much more proactive role in trying to come up with ideas to help out Simons. The main thing, it's an ongoing concern for people is the level of financial contributions that both the city and the county are kicking into Simons. So the easiest way to deal with that is to increase membership. So we've been working, coming up with ideas, trying to figure out ways how to increase membership. We've also created an endowment fund to help stabilize Simons' financial situation into the long-term future. We've been having meetings to share the story of Simons to members of the Simons community and trying to encourage donations to Simons.
Lynn said that the gymnasium on the campus would be a positive asset to both the Simons Recreation Complex and the Richland School District.
There's other recreation centers around the state that have a gymnasium associated with them. In fact, there's two new ones that have been built within the last 10 years. One's in River Falls and one's in Mayville, Wisconsin. Both beautiful facilities. They both got gymnasiums. And, you know, we can see the Simons Foundation Board, or at least myself, can see an opportunity for Simons to increase membership if, you know, somehow, you know, in this whole process of the campus closing down, the University of Wisconsin relinquishing control of the campus buildings, how that could be a nice fit with Simons. Saying that, we also acknowledge that the Richland School District would like to have use of the gymnasium. So part of what this group is that has been meeting has just been talking about this, trying to figure out, you know, how can we as a community and the, you know, the various government institutions come together and work proactively.
Linz added that the negotiations are ongoing with the county and UW-Platteville, and these, again, are all just conversations and ideas at this time. But one day, UW-Platteville will be out of the picture.
So if and when that day does come, there's a plan that's going to in place that is going to benefit as many people in the community as possible. The Simons building as it sits right now is a real asset to the community. The gymnasium is an asset. I'm of the opinion that, you know, assets need to be fully utilized. So, you know, so we'd like to see more members of Simons. We'd like to see the gymnasium used as much as possible.
Those attending the community forum will also hear about two referendums the Richland School District will have on the spring ballot. District Administrator Steve Board.
One is an operating referendum. This will be primarily used for the people in our district, the staffing, maintaining staffing, as well as the programming and opportunities that we have for students. That will come, it's a four-year commitment. The board elected to not do a recurring referendum, which would be on the books forever. This will be a four-year referendum. It will be $2.3 million in year one, and then $100,000 of each additional year, expiring in 27-28 at $2.6 million. And then that will fall off the books. And then at that point, the school district would have to figure out what its funding mechanism is. And one of the nice things about that, there's a couple of nice things about the way that they've approached it, in my opinion. One is that the taxpayers are not on the hook long term. This gives the school district 4 years to show the taxpayers and the stakeholders in the community that we're moving in the right direction, that we're fulfilling the vision of the community, right? This is a public school, and the school belongs to the public, and they need to have a say in what their school district looks like. And so this is important to get all of the stakeholders involved in the process, make sure that it's pointing in the direction that they want to see the school district go, and this gives us 4 years to do that.
If the operational referendum is approved, there will be no increase to the tax mill rate. The second question is for $27.1 million for capital improvements.
With that, the school district would be looking at tackling the seven top priorities that the community members alluded to when the Morris Leatherman survey went out in December. Okay, so we got 400 respondents back, hitting all different demographic groups back in December. The results came back, and those seven priorities were centered around safety and security in all of our buildings, ADA compliance. We have older facilities. They've been very well maintained, but they don't meet the standards that the law requires us to meet when it comes to being up to code from an ADA standpoint. We have improvements to our tech ed department that need to happen. Again, many of the tech ed components, even though the high school was built in 96, many of those components came over from the old high school, so those are several decades old. Air conditioning was something that the board pulled out of the 2016 referendum due to the scope of project and the bidding that came in after 2016 bids were established. And so air conditioning and climate control at the intermediate school and primary school were not addressed at that time. More energy efficiency. We've got windows that were built in the 70s. They're old wood windows. They have drafts coming through. We're spending more money heating these places than we could be saving by replacing them. General maintenance. Through our operating budget, we've been able to update some roofing at the primary school and the intermediate school. We've been able to do about two-thirds of the high school. That's a $3.5 million project to re-roof the high school building. It's about 120,000 square feet. We have about 33% to 40% of it to do yet. Those are things that have to get done because we've got leaky roofs. And then the last thing that the board approved was the seventh priority, which was improvements to our auditorium and our fine arts center. We have a lot of community use that happens in our auditorium, from local dance studios to community players theater to the academics that our school offers with its plays and musicals and performances and concerts. And we are just simply dealing with outdated sound system, audio system, visuals. The lights in there are not LED. They put off a tremendous amount of heat. They're heavy. The rigging system is getting to the point where it's dangerous. Their original plywood on the floor, some of it has been replaced, but many of the pieces of plywood over the pit are starting to show wear and tear and becoming a safety issue.
If the capital improvement referendum is passed, taxpayers will see a tax increase. The mill rate would be just under $15 per $1,000 of property. Plan to attend one of two sessions of the community forum Monday at either 11 or 6 at the Phoenix Center in Richland Center. Those in attendance will be able to submit written questions to the panel. Forecasters expect record high temperatures this weekend. Here at the WRCO studios, we set a new record high for February 1st yesterday. It got up to 50 degrees. Except for 1 week of Arctic cold in January, we have had an abnormally mild winter. Forecasters are predicting highs in the 40s this weekend and into the 50s next Wednesday and Thursday. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation is ending the frozen road declaration for the entire state as of 12:01 tomorrow morning and enacting Class 2 road restrictions for zones 1 through 5. Wisconsin DOT and county highway personnel monitor temperature forecasts along with frost tubes, which are liquid-filled devices under the pavement, to help determine when roads are adequately frozen to accommodate heavier loads or thawed to lift declarations. Class 2 roads include about 1,400 miles of state highways susceptible to damage from heavy trucks during the spring thaw period as frost leaves the ground. More information regarding frozen road declarations, Class 2 roadways, and roadway postings can be found on Wisconsin DOT's website under weight restriction programs. County highways, town roads, city and village streets may also be posted or limited to legal load limits or less. Decisions to place or lift weight restrictions on those roads are up to local units of government. We have heard from the town of Henrietta, which will begin weight restrictions on all town roads beginning Monday morning. The town of Ithaca will begin weight restrictions on all town roads next Friday, February 9th, and Richland County plans to enforce weight restrictions beginning Saturday, February 10th. Warm temperatures have been canceling winter activities all across western Wisconsin this year, but the 101st annual Westby Ski Jumping Tournament is on and begins today. The event is running this evening and tomorrow at the Snowflake Golf Club. Because of the warm weather, on-site parking is limited, so shuttles will be running to Westby Elementary and the Stockyard in Coon Valley. You can get more details at the Snowflake Ski Club Facebook page or website. It's Groundhog Day again. For the 76th year, Sun Prairie's Groundhog Day was held. Wisconsin's most famous groundhog forecaster, Jimmy, did not see his shadow this morning, meaning he predicted an early spring. Jimmy's forecast is in line with Punxsutawney Phil, who also did not see his shadow. Groundhog Jimmy boasts a prediction rate of over 80% across 76 years of prognostication. It's time for the annual peak in norovirus cases and outbreaks. The Wisconsin Department of Health Services has launched a new online tool to encourage Wisconsinites to report food or water sickness when symptoms occur. The online questionnaire, which takes less than 5 minutes to complete, helps local health departments identify sources of contamination to prevent others from getting sick. This tool is especially important as cases of norovirus, the leading cause of vomiting and diarrhea, tends to spike in the winter. Contaminated food or water can come from a variety of sources, including food from grocery stores or restaurants, or water from pools, lakes, or rivers. Certain bacteria, viruses, or parasites can cause vomiting and diarrhea. In Wisconsin and the United States, it is believed these illnesses are underreported since many people who are infected get better without seeing a doctor. This new online tool is just one way for public health professionals to learn about food and water-related illnesses and outbreaks to help prevent others from getting sick too. This tool is not a substitute for health care, and people who are feeling sick should contact their health care provider. The new tool is a simple questionnaire that asks for current symptoms, places recently visited, and food items recently eaten. The information is sent to local health departments that identify potential sources of illness. If additional information is needed, public health specialists may contact Wisconsinites who report their illness. All follow-up will remain confidential. The launch of the new tool will be accompanied by a Feeling Sick, Report It Quick message campaign, which will share information and resources about prevention symptoms of food or waterborne illness and the reporting system through print materials and on social media. To avoid poisoning before it happens, here are a few tips. Wash hands and surfaces touched with food often. Keep raw meat, chicken, seafood, and eggs away from food that will not be cooked. Cook food to the right temperature to kill germs that can cause illness. And refrigerate food at 40 degrees Fahrenheit or colder within 1 to 2 hours of cooking. Find more information on the report and illness caused by food or water webpage. Today's winner of $100 in the RCHS Athletic Booster Club calendar raffle is Ryan Larson of Lone Rock on ticket number 992. It's 33 degrees in Richland Center at 12:31. Today's vital statistics are next.
Hi, I'm Laura from the People's Community Bank in Richland Center. Our dedicated team is here to ensure that your banking experience is refreshingly simple. We've invested in the tools and technology necessary to enable you to do your banking on your terms. From agriculture and business loans to checking and savings accounts, we're sure to have the right banking solutions to fit your needs. That's what we call Simply Good Banking. Stop by to see us at any of our 6 area locations today. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
The Wisconsin Supper Club, a long-standing tradition that's found new life. Kickapoo Creekside is one of Wisconsin's newest supper clubs. From mouth-watering steaks and fresh seafood to a large salad bar and the perfect old-fashioned, Kickapoo Creekside provides a great dining experience. Order from the menu or enjoy the chef's daily special. Kickapoo Creekside, 827 West Kickapoo Street in Reedstown. Open Wednesdays through Saturdays at 4, Sundays at 11 a.m.
There is something wrong with our water. We have no pressure.
No problem. Here comes Larry Ferguson from Advanced Pump and Well Solutions. He'll get us up and running in no time.
Where is his toolbox? Doesn't he need a pipe wrench? What is he pulling out of that gunny sack?
It's his trumpet. Watch this.
Wow. He primed the pump and got the water flowing with his trumpet?
Whatever it takes. Advanced Pump and Well Solutions in Richland Center is up to the challenge 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. Call them at 608-649-4488.
Please record your message.
Hey, it's me, your car. I hate to bother you again, but you hearing these sounds? Sounds like this and this. I mean, those screeches could be my brakes. And those clunky noises, I have no idea. One thing is for certain, the team at TC Auto Works in Richland Center has the brains and equipment to diagnose and repair all my issues. They service and repair all vehicles, foreign and domestic. So call now for an appointment. 608-383-1700. TC Auto Works, Highway 14 East Richland Center. Call now.
It's 33 cloudy degrees in Richland Center, 26 minutes before 1 o'clock. Today's vital statistics are sponsored by Krause Monument. Krause Monument Company designs and produces granite headstones, gravestones, grave markers, monuments, and memorials. Virgil Buzz Peckham, 90 of Richland Center, died last Monday at Riverwood Senior Living in Wisconsin Dells. Funeral services will be held this afternoon at 4 at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center. Burial with military graveside rites will be provided by the local Military Memorial Honors Unit Saturday at 1:30 at the Fancy Creek Cemetery. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel today from 3 until the time of service at 4. Buzz Peckham is survived by two daughters and son-in-laws, Susan Michelle Peckham and Daniel Abraham, and Mariana Peckham and Steve Johnson, all of Silver Spring, Maryland. Three granddaughters, two nieces, two nephews, three grandnieces, five grandnephews, four great-grandnephews, and many friends, including Vicki and Dale Harmon of Mauston and Beth Ann Zettner of Richland Center. Virgil, Buzz Peckham, 90 of Richland Center. Patsy L. Gauger, 81 of Boscobel, died Saturday after a courageous battle with Alzheimer's dementia at Divine Rehab and Nursing Home in Fenimore. A celebration of life will be held Saturday at 11 at the BMZ Methodist Church in Boscobel. A private burial will be held at a later date at the Boscobel Cemetery. Friends may call at the BMZ Methodist Church Saturday from 9 until the time of service at 11. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be made to the family, BMZ Methodist Church, or the Boscobel Rescue Squad. The Kendall Funeral Service in Boscobel is assisting the family. Patsy Gauger is survived by three children, Robin and Andy Jones of Boscobel, Renee Frazier and Tracy Sasha of La Crosse, and Rodney and Teresa Sander of Livingston. A sister, Joyce Rosenau of Boscobel, 10 grandchildren, 12 great-grandchildren, 3 great-great-grandchildren, a niece, stepson Steve Gauger of Baraboo, and very special friend and caregiver Sue Conley of Boscobel. Patsy L. Gauger, 81, of Boscobel. Gerald Blaine, Jerry McCauley, age 77, died Monday. Memorial services will be held at 11 o'clock Saturday at Park Street Christian Church. Friends may call at Park Street Christian Church Saturday from 9 until the time of service at 11. The family suggests memorials be directed to Park Street Christian Church, stained windows, or Viola American Legion. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service in Richland Center is assisting the family with arrangements. Jerry McCauley is survived by his wife, Vicki, stepmother, Joan McCauley, two children, Jennifer and Joel Deedle, and Andrew and Melissa McCauley, two grandchildren, three honorary grandchildren, brothers and sisters, Dan and Midge McCauley, Brad and Ginger McCauley, Connie and Dale McGinnis, Dennis Jennings, Linda and Russ Rylander, and Kathy Jennings, sister-in-law, Christy and Doug Dewar, and several nieces and nephews. Gerald Blaine, Jerry McCauley, age 77. Anita June Waterman, 79, of Richland Center, died January 24th at home. Funeral services will be held at noon Saturday at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center. Burial will follow in the Richland Center Cemetery. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Saturday from 10 until the time of service at noon. Anita Waterman is survived by her husband, Jim Carl, two daughters, Penny McLeod and Bob Muller of Richland Center, and Paula and David Olson of Wausau, five grandchildren, 12 great-grandchildren, a sister, Barb and Richard Riddle of Toma, two sister-in-laws, Elaine Waterman of Madison, and Carol and Dan Dugan of Richland Center, a brother-in-law, Bill and Pat Waterman of Florida, longtime best friend Joanne Spencer of Colorado, and many nieces, nephews, other relatives, and friends. Anita June Waterman, 79, of Richland Center. Ian J. Brander, 39, of Lone Rock, died Monday at home following an extended illness. Funeral services will be held Saturday at 2:30 at the Lone Rock Community Congregational Church with burial in the Spring Green Cemetery. Friends may call at the Richardson Stafford Funeral Home in Spring Green today from 4 to 7. Friends may also call at the Lone Rock Community Congregational Church tomorrow from 1:30 until the time of service at 2:30. In lieu of flowers, donations may be made to an animal rescue of the donor's choice or toward a scholarship to be established in his name. Survivors of Ian Brander include his parents, James and Pamela Brander of Spring Green, two sisters, Bethany Brander and Corey Sloan of Madison, and Aaron and Dan Krause of Fitchburg, paternal grandparents, Glenn and Marie Brander of Lone Rock, aunts, uncles, cousins, other relatives, and friends. Ian J. Brander, 39, of Lone Rock. In birth news from the Richland Hospital, Brenda Smith and Kyle Nofsinger had a son, John Irvin.
Hi, this is Lisa from ET Foods. Kraft Mac and Cheese, Deluxe Box, 24 ounces, $4 each. Allegra Egg Noodles, 16-ounce bag, $1.25. Cedarcrest Ice Cream, $5.50 a scround. McCain Early Risers, Bacon, Egg, and Cheese, 3.7 pounds, $14 each. Tostino's Party Pizzas, $1.50 each, buy 9, get 1 free. Lamb Wesson Gourmet Onion Rings, 32 ounces, $8.50. Shop ET Foods, where your food dollar goes a little farther. Located 2 miles north of Ithaca on Jaquish South Road, open Tuesday through Saturday, 8 to 6, Sundays 8 to 4, close Mondays and holidays.
Crashes will happen. Luckily, there's Bob's Auto Body Collision Specialist in Baskerville. Bob's, with more than 40 years of experience combined with a modern facility, making all the difference for you. And 5-star reviews for Bob's repair work ranges from great work done quickly to I wouldn't take my vehicle anywhere else. If you expect quality products and services, you'll want to call Bob's Auto Body Collision Specialist at 608-375-4434 or stop in at Bob's on Highway 61, Baskerville.
New windows add value and comfort to your home. PMI Windows of Lone Rock knows windows. Windows is all they do. PMI will help you custom tailor premium vinyl windows for your home to maximize your heating and cooling savings while giving you the look, feel, and the function you desire, all with the industry's best lifetime, no-nonsense, transferable warranty. Call 583-7200 to schedule your free estimate from PMI Windows of Lone Rock.
If you're eating healthy, eat at Subway, where you have a choice of 8 build-your-own sandwiches with 6 grams of fat or less, plus delicious signature wraps and chopped salads. Hours are Monday through Saturday, 8 to 9, and Sunday, 8 to 8. It's their priority to serve the delicious meals you love in the easiest and safest ways possible. You can order ahead by going online, through your Subway app, or by calling 647-6470. Eat fresh, eat healthy at Subway Richland Center.
Attention Express Scripts patients of Baskerville Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy. They've become aware that some of you have received notices stating they're out of network. Please don't worry. They're here to address any concerns. If you have questions, reach out to them directly. Rest assured, the situation is resolved and there will be no interruption in services to you. They apologize for any confusion and appreciate your understanding during this process. Baskerville Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy, your health and peace of mind are their top priorities. Thank you for trusting in them to care for you.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, dedicated to serving this community and area with hometown service.
How's it going today? This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather update on this Groundhog's Day. Well, both Punxsutawney Phil out in Pennsylvania and Jimmy the Groundhog in Sun Prairie, Wisconsin, indicating spring is right around the corner as they did not see their shadow this morning. And the weather patterns certainly look to back that up over the next week to 10 days, with temperatures running as much as 20 degrees above normal, and if anything, just some rain coming in late next week. Now, there should be a bit of a pattern change toward the mid part of February, with the main jet stream sinking a bit further south out of Canada, allowing some cooler air in, more seasonal, and there's even a chance of a couple of snow systems coming through, so we'll certainly keep an eye on that. In the meantime, very tranquil, good travel weather conditions here the next several days across the Midwest. Here's that forecast for the rest of today. Cloudy skies giving way to some sun peaks as temperatures hit the upper 30s. East-southeast wind up to 10. Partly cloudy tonight, low in the mid-20s. Light southeast wind. Tomorrow, partly cloudy and a bit warmer, high at 44. East to southeast wind between 5 and 10. On Sunday, partly cloudy, low 26 with a high of 47. The wind staying relatively light. The outlook for Monday, lots of sunshine and pleasant. Low at 26 with a high of 49 degrees. Tuesday, partly cloudy and balmy. Low 29 with a high of 51. Wednesday clouds moving in, but still warm. Low 32, high at 52. Slight chance of light rain coming in later Wednesday night. And Thursday cloudy with a 40% chance of scattered rain showers. Low 37 with a high near 50. We still have a chance of some rain showers next Friday, and temperatures starting to cool down a bit as well. Have yourself a good afternoon. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
Richland County Bank is a community bank. Why is that important to you? Community banks tend to base their lending decisions on local knowledge gained through long-time relationships with families, farms, and businesses. A community bank's deposits are primarily local, and the bank's loans are to local people and businesses. A community bank's assets are a real asset to the local community, where new businesses, students, and entrepreneurs of all types have a voice that is heard and appreciated. Since 1881, the Richland County Bank has provided people in the area with quality banking service. It's local people serving local people. It's local people and their community bank working together for the good of the community today and the community's well-being tomorrow. It's what "where others have their branches, we have our roots" really means. Learn how Richland County Bank can be the community partner you're looking for at richlandcountybank.com or by calling 608-647-6306. Richland County Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
It's currently a cloudy 33 degrees in Richland Center after a record high 50 degrees that broke a record from 1986 yesterday. Our low this morning was 29. Our high came early this morning at 35. The record high for this state was set in 2020 at 51 degrees. The record low, 40 below, was set in 1951. Last year's high was 25 with a low of 2. Sunset tonight will be at 5:15, with sunrise tomorrow at 7:15. Currently in Richland Center, we have light easterly winds. The barometer is at 30.14 and no precipitation to report. It is a cloudy 33 degrees in Richland Center.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, serving customers with a special loyalty and dedication only a hometown bank can provide. The Farm Journal Report with Daryl Anderson is sponsored by Burnham Lumber Company of Rui, providing agricultural, commercial, and residential buildings, materials, and equipment since 1954.
The agricultural version of the Circle of Life, today on Farm to Fork. Crops feed animals, and animals in turn feed crops. In the Delmarva region of the Eastern Seaboard, Lindsay Thompson heads the Maryland Grain Producers Association and says about 650 million broiler chickens are produced each year in the area.
The chickens eat the grain that we grow. Well, then those chickens excrete waste, and that waste can be harvested out of the poultry houses and transported to the farm fields where they need it and applied according to our nutrient management plan to provide nitrogen, phosphorus, potassium, as well as a whole host of micronutrients to the soil and organic matter.
With its increased efficiency and lower fuel costs, ag producers know that propane is better for their bottom line. And now direct payouts can impact your bottom line with the Propane Farm Incentive Program. Participate and you could receive payouts like up to $5,000 for propane irrigation engines and prime power generators, and up to $2,000 for propane building heat systems. Apply today at propane.com/farmincentive. Spring is just around the corner, and there's still time to upgrade to the latest technology from Ag Leader. From SureForce Downforce Control and SureSpeed High Accuracy Planting Systems to RightSpot Individual Nozzle Control for your sprayer, Ag Leader has you covered. Upgrade now and reap the benefits this season. Contact your local Ag Leader dealer or visit agleader.com. Without that option, you can imagine what sort of a problem chicken producers would have on their hands. Thompson says everyone wins in this scenario.
We really appreciate kind of that symbiotic relationship that we have for feeding the chickens and then the poultry litter feeding the crops. And it is a slow release organic source of nutrients. And so it, again, really works out from a cycle perspective.
Thompson was a guest in a recent episode of the Farm Food Facts podcast put out by U.S. Farmers and Ranchers in Action. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Darrell Anderson.
This farm market update from WRCO Radio and Brownfield is sponsored by Aterers in Plain. For great big savings on household goods, ag supplies, milking equipment, and service, plus friendly small town convenience, it's Aterers in Plain.
Hi everyone, this is Angie from Aiders and Plain. This crazy weather makes keeping our shelves stocked with the things you need tough, especially when it seems like so many products come on a slow boat from overseas. But hey, that's what we do. We receive orders from dozens of vendors every week. That means we can better manage our inventory and can stock up for snowy, super cold, or even icy weather. We do the ordering, not a giant server in another state. That also means special orders are a breeze. We order specialty items all the time, from light bulbs to repair parts for your faucets or even a dozen padlocks that are all keyed the same. Fixing in the winter is not fun, especially outdoors, but the crew at Aiders is here to help. So for friendly service and good advice, stop by Aiders, your great big store with small town smiles.
Tax bill, line speeds, and cattle herd hindrance. Hello, everyone. I'm Mark Dorenkamp with Agribusiness News on Brownfield. Lawmakers say the recently passed tax relief package will benefit farmers and ranchers. Iowa Republican Randy Feenstra spoke in favor of the Tax Relief for American Families and Workers Act during floor debate this week.
Our farmers will benefit from two key provisions in this bill, 100% bonus depreciation and the expansion of Section 179 deduction limit. Our producers rely on these tools to buy farm equipment and invest in their operations.
House Ways and Means Committee Chair Jason Smith, a fourth-generation farmer from Missouri, is the bill's sponsor.
The legislation locks in $600 billion in pro-growth tax policies by restoring three key provisions from President Trump's successful 2017 tax reform.
The bill also enhances the child tax credit and expands research and development expensing, which Smith says should bring $70 billion in new investments. A decision is coming soon on pork processing line speeds, and industry leaders are optimistic. Brownfield's Larry Lee has more from the Wisconsin Corn Soy Pork Expo.
Since the end of November, six U.S. pork processors are operating under an extended USDA trial of the Swine Slaughter Inspection Service to allow third-party worker safety experts to gather more data. Luke Wall with the National Pork Producers Association tells Brownfield the extension might get extended again.
We have a 90-day trial that started in the end of November, and that'll expire at the end of February, but we're very confident that we're working with USDA to get possibly a year extension.
Wall says the increased line speeds have worked, providing more pork products without problems.
That's very key to increase production throughout those plants and increase profitability for those producers.
The current 90-day extension would end February 28th. In Wisconsin Dells, I'm Larry Lee, Brownfield Ag News.
Drought has been one of the factors that have hindered herd expansion in the cattle industry. Atmospheric scientist Matt Makins tells Brownfield, while precipitation has helped improve conditions, it will likely be short-lived.
By later this year, La Nina's back. That's drought for a lot of the central and southern U.S. You know what that has done historically for feed prices, what hay has done the following year. All those things point to let's not expand.
He says there was optimism that an El Nino pattern that moved in last year would provide significant relief, but it hasn't. More soybeans were crushed during December 2023 than any other month on record. The USDA says that crush was 204 million bushels, up 4 million from November and 17 million from December 2022. And 482 million bushels of corn were used for ethanol production during December 2023. The USDA says that was up 5% from November and 13% from December 2022. I'm Mark Dorenkamp with Brownfield Ag News.
Agri-America features the largest collection of agricultural podcasts, including popular titles such as...
Hi, this is Rob Sharkey, a fifth-generation farmer from Illinois. If you want to hear stories about agriculture, make sure you tune in to Shark Farmer Podcast today on Agri-America.
Hi, I'm Darren Hefty. Head over to Agri-America's podcast directory for the latest episode of the Ag PhD radio show.
Visit Agri-America's podcast directory at agriamerica.com/podcasts. agriamerica.com/podcasts.
The trees on your land are a valuable asset, and keeping them properly managed is a big responsibility. The staff at Meister Log & Lumber has been buying logs and standing timber in southwest Wisconsin since 1936. Meister's professional forest management team will help you meet your timber's potential. A win-win as all landowners receive green for their logs, and Mother Nature stays green as well. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log & Lumber, 608-434-4413.
Direct Cash Cattle Trade has more bids on the table, and cash hogs are mixed. Hello, I'm Brent Barnett with your Brownfield Livestock Market Report. In cash cattle country, a few bids have been renewed in Kansas following yesterday's light to moderate business. Northern dress deals were at mostly $280, up $3 on the week. Trade in Texas hit $178, $3 higher, while Kansas sales were up $4 to $5 on the week at $178 and $179. Asking prices for cattle left on show lists are around $180 plus in the south and $281 plus in the north. Box beef cutout values were mixed at midday with light to moderate movement. Choice was down $1.62 at $293.32, and Select was up $2.97 at $286.22 for a spread of $7.10. At the Ogallala Livestock Auction in Nebraska, feeder steers under 550 pounds sold $2 to $7 lower, and heavier weights trended $2 to $6 higher compared to the most recent sale. Feeder heifers under 500 pounds brought $2 to $7 lower, but heavier weights sold $22 higher on average. USDA says demand was good all day for longtime weaned steers and heifers, with some going to out-of-state buyers. There was a large crowd of buyers on hand, along with steady internet bidding. Feeder supply included 55% steers, and 47% of the offering was over 600 pounds. Cash hogs are mixed with very light opening negotiated sales for the major direct markets. Most buyers have the needed near-term numbers in hand following a midweek burst of activity. Barrels and gilts at the National Daily Direct were down $1.59 with a base range of $60 to $67 and a weighted average price of $62.49. The Iowa, Minnesota, Western Corn Belt, and Eastern Corn Belt were not reported due to confidentiality. Butcher hogs at the Midwest cash markets were called steady at midday at $48, with slaughter sows steady at $26 to $29, and boars were marked at $10. At Illinois, slaughter sow prices were $2 higher at $27 to $39. Boars at Illinois were priced at $5 to $20. Pork values were steady to higher at midday, up 2 cents at $88.61. More market information at brownfieldagnews.com. I'm Brent Barnett with Brownfield.
Have you ever asked a farmer if they talk to their fields?
Promise me you'll grow nice and tall. You got that?
No, you were corn in 2013, not 2014.
Hope you were thirsty.
You think Cheryl's still mad at me?
After all that talking, sometimes it's time to listen. Your field has a voice, and John Deere Operations Center helps you hear it. Unlock every acre's full potential by using both agronomic and economic data. Visit johndeere.com/operationscenter and unlock your operation.
They run errands and equipment. They bring parts and dinner. They drive the combine and the kids to school. They feed livestock. They fix skinned knees, broken fences. They do the books and lead the 4-H group. They simply make everything better. John Deere celebrates the strength and resilience of the women that make farms run. They make all the difference.
Or dependable, quality, friendly, and superior customer service. When you hear those words, you think of Walsh's Ace Hardware. Walsh's Ace has quality products like Craftsman, DeWalt, Milwaukee, Stanley, and Irwin. Have you checked out the Ace Paint Studio? Amazing products from Benjamin Moore to Clark and Kensington. The Paint Studio has everything you need to make your home project turn out just perfect. Visit your local Walsh's Ace store in Muscadet, Richland Center, and Ace of La Crosse.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
When you come to the Reedsburg Farmers Cooperative, you'll find a variety of durable American-made Tartar farm and ranch products. Be it gates, panels, waterers, hay and grain feeding equipment, compact tractor equipment, ATV, UTV equipment, or other items that'll work as hard as you do, you'll find them at Reedsburg Farmers Cooperative. For 69 years, the Tarter folks have been making sturdy, hardworking equipment for America's farmers. If you want rugged quality equipment, you want Tarter brand, and it's at Reedsburg Farmers Cooperative, 300 South Walnut Street. Tarter, working harder for farmers since 1945.
Beef as part of a healthy diet. Hello, I'm Megan Grebner with Healthy Living on Brownfield. The USDA and the Department of Health and Human Services are currently updating the dietary guidelines. Shailene McNeil, a registered dietitian and executive director for health and wellness for the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, says the industry wants to make sure beef is included as part of a healthy diet.
Beef has so many valuable benefits for all life stages. So starting at 6 months of age, it's already recommended that infants start including beef as early as 6 months of age because of the essential nutrients like iron and zinc that beef provides. But if we look through the life stage of humans, you go into adolescent years, they're growing rapidly, and there's important nutrients that beef can deliver for those age groups. Pregnant women, we get up into our aging years, the protein to help maintain our muscle as we age. And I think a lot of times the nutrition research that has come out is sometimes overshadows the benefits of beef in the diet. So we need to make sure, and our goal with this is to make sure that when this committee is looking at things like plant-based diet,